chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and oh my gosh, I have the sweetest lady in town sitting across from me. Katrina Ryan, you have not been here in way too long. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having us back, Deborah. I listen to you all the time, and I think, oh, I should go back there.
You know, she not only listens to me, she watches my Facebook page, too, because she tells me she knows what I'm doing. And I want to welcome Emily Pierce. You are the new marketing coordinator.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, welcome to you, too.
Thank you.
And what a sweet job you have.
I do. It's the easiest marketing job in the world.
Well, you're lucky. And, I mean, right up there, right uptown. So, golly, we have got so much catching up to do.
We have been busy, busy, busy. Biggest news on the horizon is we're becoming a chain. We are opening a second location in Cameron Village in Raleigh sometime next spring. We are going to be at DPAC at every Broadway show. There's going to be cupcakes and gelato in the lobby. So we're just
perfect.
Busting down the doors crazy.
Perfect. And you know she can't show up in my studio without a box of cupcakes. And Lordy, you have got some.
Well, it's fall, and, you know, we always try to keep it seasonal and a little fresh and, you know, do the best that we can in that way. So I brought all the fall flavors because I don't know if you actually had any of these because I think I've been here, like, in January.
You have.
And so I don't think we've ever done fall.
All right. So, you know, you got to tell us about each one of them. There is a whole box full, and then there's a little separate box, little container with – tell me about the little separate container first.
The – little separate container is everybody's been doing bacon this and bacon that, and it took us a while to really find a cupcake that we were happy with that wasn't just a gimmick in order to have something on the menu with bacon. So we've got a bourbon soaked vanilla cupcake with a pure maple buttercream and praline bacon, which is where we take brown sugar and pecans and make a paste and cook the bacon to a salty sweet snack.
It works. It works.
Oh, okay. So let's continue down through the box here.
Probably my favorite is this one. It is our ginger fig. It's a cake that's based on a traditional Burgundian pain d'épices. It's got a Dalmata fig conserve on it, some cheesecake mousse, and some Australian candied ginger.
Ooh, and it's beautiful.
So it's very...
They're all beautiful.
If you'd like to move from the sort of Croatian area with the fig over to a very traditional Italian, I've got
our journey through the cupcake world.
It is. What we really try to do with a lot of our flavors is take really classic traditional desserts and, you know, shrink them down.
From around the world, yeah.
Yep. And so... in the next one, which we call our mimosa cupcake, it is a Cointreau-soaked sponge cake, very traditional Italian, pain d'épices, and it's got a passion fruit filling and a Sicilian blood orange buttercream.
Oh.
Coming home, then we've got an apple cobbler cupcake, which is an old-fashioned southern pound cake filled with fresh North Carolina apples, a little fresh chantilly cream, and candied pecans.
And did you say you're using North Carolina apples?
We are. We don't make these cupcakes or do our caramel apples until the North Carolina apples come in.
And then once they're gone, they're gone.
Once they're gone, they're gone. Luckily, apples hold for a while, so we've got something. You know, we've got the apple tarts and pies till about January, and then that's it for those. The next one is very Austrian. We have an almond pound cake filled with fresh raspberries, so it's very Zuckertorte, with a toasted almond buttercream. The pound cake has actual Austrian marzipan in it. It's an incredibly rich cake. It's one of our favorites. Then perennial bestseller, and people actually start coming in August to ask when we're going to start making these, pumpkin chocolate chip. It's a pumpkin cake with chocolate chips and a cream cheese frosting. And then the big hit of this particular fall has been the Oktoberfest cupcake. It is a German cake with all of the liquid taken out and substituted with Doppelbock beer. It has a salted caramel cheesecake filling. Uh-huh. And then it has a Doppelbach buttercream. And we managed to get two full pints of beer into the buttercream. So it is actually, it's not a gimmick beer cake. It tastes like beer. It's got salted caramel and chocolate and a chocolate covered pretzel on top.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm drooling. And Emily, you're just nodding your head with a big smile.
I know.
I keep thinking
that one's the ginger fig is my favorite, but the Oktoberfest is my favorite.
Everyone she said, I was going, oh, that's my favorite.
Right.
Oh, that's my favorite. And, you know, we're going to taste these in a few minutes here. So you're going to be here. Well, we might do it during the break because we won't be able to talk with our mouths full. But we'll let you know. What's your favorite?
It's like picking your favorite child. We work so long on these recipes. You have like a relationship with each one of these cakes.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like the pumpkin, you know, the pumpkin chocolate chip is my oldest child. You know, the Oktoberfest.
First child.
You know, Oktoberfest is the new baby. So that, you know, there are different relationships with each cupcake.
Well, they're really beautiful. And I mean, you do such a wonderful job of displaying them. And if you guys haven't actually been uptown, God, you must have been living under a rock or living under what are those cakes? Bunt cake. You've been living under a bunt cake.
Yeah.
But you need to go uptown and go into Sugarland and see these sitting on the shelf for yourself. Because you have a lot of other flavors too, right?
We do. On any given day, there's usually at least 10 flavors of cupcakes.
Is there a flavor of the day or is it more a flavor of the season?
We have a cupcake menu that goes monthly, and we guarantee to have at least those 6 flavors of the day in the case.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than that are chef's choice, because if we get a good batch of figs in, then we do something, you know, we'll do a sticky toffee cupcake. If we, you know, so there's 6 that we guarantee to be there. There's always 10, and the menu changes every month.
Well, so do you have options to buy product locally and buy enough of it to work with?
Some things yes, some things no. Mm-hmm. We try to use as much local as we can. We have some good relationships with dairy, but we basically buy out their butter. They basically almost can't service anybody but us with butter. My butter bills literally run $1,000 a week, and sometimes we run out.
So are you going to start making your own butter?
I'd have to get my own cows.
So there's not enough dairy in the area.
There's not enough people making butter. There's enough milk, but butter can get to be a challenge.
Well, we're going to have to go to break in a second. Before we go, give us street address, web address, hours, all that good stuff.
Sugarland is almost always open, at least from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, midnight on the weekends, 140 East Franklin Street, www.sugarlandchapelhill.com.
And they are right next to the Carolina Coffee Shop.
Right next to the Carolina Coffee Shop.
And if you come up the alley where the Flower Ladies used to be and the Varsity Theater is right there, you'll just kind of cut across the street and there you are. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about gelato because you know how much I love that.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I have across the table from me Katrina Ryan from Sugarland and Emily Pierce, who is the new marketing coordinator. And golly, you are so full of surprises. I mean, even during the break, I find out things about you. I was asking if she had had a chance to go back to Italy to take any more classes in the gelato making, and you were just telling me about this most recent trip. What was that all about?
My head baker and I went to the French Pastry Institute for a baker's boot camp.
Nice.
This particular, it was like 27 straight hours of making the great cookies of the world. And of course, according to the French, all the great cookies are French.
Of course.
So we made, I think, about 40 batches of various flavors, types of macarons. We made all of the famous, you know, Brittany shortbreads and all of those sorts of things. Pastry Boot Camp is preparation for professional chefs who are going to go on to like join the National French Pastry Team and things. Oh. So it's speed, precision.
Where was that?
It's in Chicago.
Nice.
If you saw the movie Kings of Pastry.
No.
You haven't seen it?
Is it a documentary?
It's a fantastic documentary about the chefs who are pursuing the MOF, the Meilleur Ouvrier de France, which is, you know, the best chefs in all of France. They get a little medal from the president, et cetera.
I'm writing that down. You can hear me scribbling away because I'm going to go home and look through Netflix and see if I can find that.
The world premiere was actually at Full Frame 2 years ago. And the chef who runs the French Pastry Institute was one was sort of the featured chef in the documentary. And we did a very grand cake for his world premiere. And he had invited us to come up at some point and, you know, work with his team that was getting ready to go to the World Pastry Forum.
Nice. Well, so do y'all still deliver warm cookies and milk on campus with a Segway?
We do. As a matter of fact, now the Segway has a giant cupcake on the front.
Do people flag them down as it goes across campus saying, give me a cookie?
You can't really say give me a cookie, but you should see on football Saturdays when we send people out on the Segway with a giant cupcake because we hand out little coins for, you know, free gelato and stuff to kids. So it becomes... It actually was kind of awkward at first because I put one of my male staff on there, and nobody really wants a 22-year-old boy to hear little girl have some ice cream. So I was like, well, maybe we should give them to the parents. Maybe we should give them to the parents instead. So, well, but it is a regular feature of football Saturdays that there's a cupcake zooming around Franklin Street, and if you're under 10, you can probably get some free gelato.
I haven't seen that. That's really cute. I'd love to see a picture of that. Have y'all thought about having a cart at the game selling cookies? And
I'm not sure that anybody can do that anymore. Even the Boy Scout troops don't sell at Keenan anymore. Something with the new contracts or whatever.
Interesting. Well, so, you know, one of the things that's near and dear to my heart is your gelato. And I think that was one of the first things I fell in love with when I first met you. So I know you've it's been a while since we talked. You must have a jillion new flavors.
We do have a jillion new flavors. Obviously, Food Network and Southern Living and even MTV have all been a little gelato crazy. They've all featured our gelato in different things. So every little event, you know, you try and create something new for. We try to make personal flavors for people. Mm-hmm. We have a pumpkin gelato. For fall, we have a mascarpone and caramelized pear gelato that's pretty fancy. We were actually going to bring that today, but the pears weren't poached enough.
Oh, you know, I'll have to. That is another reason for me to come in. Well, you know, I think I had tried to get in touch with you around the time that the Food Network was here because I wanted you to come in and talk about what that experience was like.
It was a great experience for us. We were on the very first episode of a new show, which is now a year-ish old, called Kid in a Candy Store. So we were on their very first episode, and it is about all of the great sweet things to eat. And they came in with incredibly high production values. We were a little surprised. They brought hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah.
They tore apart the store.
Yep.
Took all of the lighting out, hung theater lighting. They were there for 14 hours one day and then 4 more hours the next day for a 5-minute segment.
Oh, I know. You know, when they filmed several times at a Southern Season for a show, Food Finds, it was, it won't take us but like an hour or two. And who knew? I mean, they were there for 2 days, and they even wanted to do it without customers in the store, but you can't really. Did you close the store?
No, we didn't. We knew that they were coming, and they actually came the day after graduation, which is probably our slowest day of the year.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, so summer school isn't here yet. The kids aren't there. So we had lean customers, but then they wanted a store full of customers for, like, the sit down and visit with people part.
Uh-huh.
So we literally, since there's nobody in downtown Chapel Hill, we just had all of my staff call all of their friends and said, we will buy you martinis if
where
you come
was
and
my
sit
name?
In the store.
Where was, why did you not call me?
Were you following us on Facebook at the time?
You know, maybe, when was it?
Summer.
You know what? I think I was actually at the beach when that happened. So I'm teasing.
Yeah.
Has it re-aired at all?
Oh, yeah.
You can tell.
You can always tell. I can tell on website hits. There is nothing of everything that we've gotten so much national press. We've been really blessed for a not very old business. But you can look at the website hits, and nothing spikes like Food Network. Southern Living, MTV, yep. Nothing spikes like 4 minutes on the Food Network.
So have you ever been does your staff ever say, oh, you should go on Top Chef, Just Desserts?
Yeah.
You do, don't
yeah,
you?
All the time.
And we hear all the time that, oh, you should do Cupcake Wars. Oh, you should do the challenge. Oh, you should do this. There's a certain amount of it that's vaguely terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
One of my friend's husband is actually a producer for the Cake Challenge show. And they are not only looking for people who are really great, they're looking for people who are really terrible because that makes good TV. And what you really don't want to be cast as is the one who's going to get sabotaged.
The one who's really terrible.
The one who's – well, and I probably shouldn't say this because somebody won't like it. But and this is alleged from a friend of mine who does cakes up north. She went with her – and she said that they unplugged her refrigerator. Or her refrigerator was mysteriously unplugged.
By the rest of the team or
– We don't know. But meaning so she's trying to work in 8 hours in a hot studio and doesn't have any buttercream that's firm and her cakes are too soft to carve and those sorts of things.
Well, you always have to wonder. You hear that those things are reality, but I mean the bottom line is that they've got to be scripted. I mean you hear too much about what The Bachelor and – Survivor and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. And for me, the bigger concern is you've got to kind of close for 2 days because they want you there for so long. And my staff likes paychecks.
Well, I know they do. Well, gosh, we ran right up to the break. We're talking with Katrina Ryan and Emily Pierce from Sugarland Bakery up on Franklin Street. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today Katrina Ryan and Emily Pierce from Sugarland Bakery, one of my favorite places in town. Emily is the new marketing coordinator. And
that's right.
So I understand you're the one that keeps the social networking going.
I am. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. My email address is emily@sugarlandchapelhill.com. And if y'all have any ideas for our blog or want to know or hear anything about Sugarland, I would love to hear from you.
Well, you do a good job. I mean, I follow you. That's how I keep up with Katrina. I mean, it's somehow easier than email, isn't it?
It is true. In a lot of ways.
Although they keep changing Facebook. Don't get us started on that. You turn around and it's all new. You got to figure it all out.
I'm too old to learn so many new things.
I know. You just sort of get up on how it is. Well, so before we have to go, this is a short segment. I want us to talk a little bit about the plans for expansion. How did that come about?
We are actually so blessed and so successful. We're busting at the seams. We actually don't have physical room in our little 107-year-old building for all of the stuff that we do.
And the stuff you want to do.
Yeah. Bless his ever-loving heart. We could not do all the wedding cakes that we have booked if Charles at University Florist didn't loan us space in his big old floral cooler.
Thank you, Charles.
So we had been looking for a while for the right space, and we decided on Cameron Village. If you take a look, there's an awful lot of Franklin Street businesses who are right there in Cameron Village.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like our own little Franklin Street.
It's a great market for us.
And there was a spot that was, and we've been looking at it for a while, and she was like, we don't have a space. And they called us in July and said, the spot right next to the bridal store is opening.
Oh my gosh. That's like divine intervention,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
And it used to be a bakery. So the cost to turn it into a Sugarland is going to be less than if we, like when we did Julian's, going from a clothing store to a bake, you know, to a restaurant, has a lot of plumbing and bills that we're not going to have. So it's twice as big. So we've got big, beautiful kitchens.
We get office space.
Yeah.
Laura and I get office space.
And parking.
and both my employees and my customers will have parking so the Chapel Hill Transit can, you know, not be mad at us anymore for having people hot park and run in and get cake. So.
Wow. And Cameron Village. You know, I don't go to Raleigh a whole lot, but that's a great location.
It's really nice. It's got like little sidewalks and there's lots of restaurants that have outdoor dining. And we're very excited about it.
So, you know, you're going to have to venture off into like NC State Red. Cupcakes and
we venture there now.
Well, I'm not big on a lot of food color in general.
Oh, how are we going to handle that?
I don't know.
Oh, with cherries and berries and
we're actually working on a NC State themed frozen martini that's probably going to be a variant on a hurricane since they're already bright red.
Oh yeah.
So we're also since there's so many upstate grads, we're also doing a pirate themed. Martini?
Arg.
Called the Argberry.
Oh,
there you go.
So it's purple and it's got lots of fresh North Carolina berries in it.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So do you have a Duke? Do you have a Duke cupcake?
We do not.
Ooh. Well, you know.
It's too much food coloring. It's not a prejudice. It's just too much food coloring.
There's just not blue food.
Yeah. Food coloring is just not delicious. Blueberry. Which is purple.
Yeah. It is purple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you get right down to it. Huh. Well, you know, y'all are just... I just love y'all. So thank you for coming and come back. I want to hear all about the new. When do you think that will open?
Sometime between Valentine's Day and April 1st, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Lord willing. Thank you, guys. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.